Previously on Grey's Anatomy.
You're shot.
You see me?
You're throwing me out.
Got no choice.
What's with the suitcase?
Yes. My answer is yes. An hour ago, he was proposing. I thought he was a surgeon, but I am not.
I stopped teaching when you needed a teacher the most.
My marriage is over.
There's this thing that allows for the considering of options. In the olden days, they called it dating.
You bowing out?
No.
You?
I don't think so.
Surgeons usually fantasize about wild and improbable surgeries. Someone collapses in a restaurant, we splice them open with a butter knife, replace a valve with a hollowed out stick of carrot. But every now and then, some other kind of fantasy slips in.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It is a good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Did you get any sleep last night?
Not really.
You want to get some more?
Not really. Most of our fantasies dissolve when we wake, banished to the back of our mind. But sometimes, we're sure. If we try hard enough, we can live the dream.
Damn! Stupid! Ow!
I was having a really good dream and you ruined it.
Sorry. There are these boxes. Oh, these boxes. Kelly said she's bringing her stuff over and, it's all here.
It's okay, George. I don't mind.
I don't mind either. Nah, I don't mind a bit.
Kick her out.
I can't kick her out. You really don't know if she could move in?
She could stay for a couple of days. A couple of days? It's been over a week. Now there are boxes, and she's using my computer, and she's here all the time. Would you kick her out? Kick her out now.
Okay, you guys might want to wait a little while. There's no more hot water.
Do it. Why you hate me? Just do it.
Hey, can I get a ride with you guys to the hospital?
You're going to the hospital?
Yeah, I'm going to go in, talk to the chief, see about coming back. Anyway, just let me know when you're leaving. That's great. Izzy's coming back. That's great, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's my towel.
He's really moody in the mornings.
Yeah. He's, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have to leave today. I could change my flight.
No, you can't. Because I'm sober now, and, there's work to get to, and planes to be caught, and real lives to be led. Thank you. Truly, Mark, for all of the... Sex, I feel much better now. I do, and I'm well, now I have to go. And so do you. So, do you want me to call you? Cab to the airport? Oh! Why don't you try your bad hand? That's what the ball's for, right? Fixing your bad hand?
Works.
There's coffee on the floor. Fine, I'll clean it up.
Whatever. Leave it. Doesn't matter.
So I was thinking, since your shift ends after mine and I don't want to have to wait around, maybe I should get a copy of the house key.
No. I like leaving together. You don't need a key.
Izzy?
I'll see you guys in there.
Everything's gonna be fine. Bailey is on your side. And the chief is... He's gonna put on his angry face, but he's on your side, too.
Everybody wants you back in that building.
I know. You guys go ahead. I'll be fine.
I'm just gonna take a minute, practice my speech.
Okay.
I didn't ask you to convince her to come in.
But I did. I did convince her.
There is a whole series of disciplinary and rehabilitative steps that Izzy Stevens will have to take
you
before we can...
You can explain them to her.
I never agreed to that.
She didn't commit a crime. She's an intern. My intern. You want to blame someone, blame me. Look, but that girl is coming in here today, and you are going to talk to her. And you're going to remember all the other surgeons you've known who've ever had a lapse in judgment that led to someone dying or someone's arm falling off. Most importantly, you're going to remember all the mistakes that you made when you were young and stupid. And you're going to be filled with patience and compassion.
That's what I'm going to do.
Yes!
Because I'm the boss.
I'm... Look, I didn't mean any disrespect, sir. I apologize.
This is really important to you personally.
Very personally, sir, yes.
Being the boss isn't as gratifying as it used to be.
No, sir.
Get out of here.
I'm on my knees in a puddle of coffee, and he's lying on the couch playing with himself. You know, and not in a good way.
But he's recovering from surgery, and you've read the studies on recovery and depression and surgical pain.
Well, he's not a patient. He's Preston Burke. He's just milking it. You know, he's got me fetching his food and the paper and his slippers like I'm a dog.
Hey.
Hi. I had a dream about you last night.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
What was I doing, bringing you coffee?
You were definitely not bringing me coffee, but coffee's good.
I'm told dating starts with a casual invitation over a cup of coffee.
Does it?
So, Meredith, would you like to go out to dinner with me tonight? How was that? Was that casual enough? That was good, right?
So we're dating.
We're dating. Pick you up a date.
Hey!
I was in the neighborhood. Actually, I wasn't, but I decided you were worth a detour.
I had a dream about you last night.
Was it a good dream?
It was.
And what was I doing?
Yes, Mayor, what was he doing?
What's that?
It's real. It's coffee cake. Best in the Northwest. Figure I better soften you up so that when I ask you to dinner tonight, you have to say yes.
Dinner? Tonight? How about that? Are you free tonight?
Actually, I'm not free tonight.
Well, how about lunch? I could come here.
You're volunteering to eat hospital food?
I love crappy food.
1 o'clock?
I'll be here.
Okay.
You had a dream about the both of them. Threesome? Just when I think you're boring, you rise.
I'm dating. And it comes with snacks.
There he is.
Hey, going in to see the chief.
Excellent. Back in the game, stepping up to play. Look, I'm running late. I'll catch you later.
Yeah, later.
Izzy's back. That's good.
Coffee cake.
I'm dating. Catch that piece. Lose a hand.
Morning, people. Gray, we're clearing the decks. I need you writing discharge forms. Yang, you're with Dr. Shepard. Karev, as usual, you're with Dr. Montgomery Shepard and OBGYN. O'Malley, Dr. Torres has requested you today in ortho.
Is she smiling?
Lizzie's back. Dr. Torres has requested you.
Just tell her, George. Tell her you're not ready to move in together. And then try dating. Dating is fun.
Karev, we ready?
Isn't this getting old for you?
Nope. Makes my whole day, actually. Hello? Hello? Are you okay? No, I can't. I got it. 5 minutes. Go find something to do in the pit.
Personal problem.
Go.
Fourth visit in 3 months.
Dr. Karev, and you are...
Megan Clover, and it's not as bad as it looks.
She fell on the playground, and there was a lot of blood, and it looked deep.
We know how this looks. Just so you know, we know how this looks, and it's not that. She just plays rough, you know? This is her file, right? And it goes back since way before we got her.
Before you got her?
We're her foster parents. She's such a great kid, but she plays really rough.
She plays rough.
Right. Well, why don't you guys go up to the nurse's station, let them make a copy of her file for you, and I'll take a look at Megan's leg.
Okay. We'll be right back, honey. You all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got some mean-looking bruises, you know that? Was you hurt your arm, too?
Nothing big. I fell off my bike.
Are those staples? What the hell? Did they do this to you?
No.
Who did this to you?
I did. I didn't want to go to the doctor again, so I just stapled it. It's no biggie.
You stapled your own arm.
Can you please just stitch up my leg so we can get out of here?
You're not going anywhere with those people, Megan. They're never going to lay a hand on you again.
They didn't do anything. Please, they're my best parents I've ever had.
Megan.
They don't hurt me. I can't be hurt. You don't believe me? Punch me in the stomach, right now.
The staples are in there pretty deep. I'm going to have to give you a shot to numb the pain.
I don't need a shot.
Trust me, you want a shot. It's swollen. It's going to hurt like a...
There. Can I go now?
That didn't even hurt.
Is having the corpus callosotomy. What's that going to look like?
We'll be severing some of the fibers that connect the right and left hemisphere of his brain to prevent the spread of seizure activity from one half of his brain to the other.
Good.
Daddy's letting them chop his brain in half because Daddy's a big dummy. You see?
They're not chopping my brain in half, Leanne.
Shut. Right down the middle.
Taylor should function much like he does right now.
Really?
I'm having 5 seizures a day, Leanne.
I know that.
You don't leave me in a room alone with the baby. You think I don't notice? You ask your mother to come by every time you need to take a shower.
That's not the reason.
It's because you think I'm a danger to the baby. And I am.
Look, if you're not sure, for any reason, we can wait.
I want to be able to take care of our baby. Please, Leanne. We already agreed. Please.
In the pit. She's psycho and her foster parents are beating the crap out of her.
She tell you that or you figure it out yourself?
Well, she's covered in bruises. She's got a 10-centimeter lass on her arm with 3 staples in it, like from a staple gun in your garage.
Your parents did that?
Well, she says she did it herself. She's got this whole bit about being a superhero and how she can take the pain.
Oh, you call social services?
Well, they're on the way down.
Okay. Well, have them sue to the parents while you run a cold pressure test on the girl.
A what?
Ice water, test a response to pain. At the very least, it'll keep her distracted while the parents are questioned.
You requested me?
Yeah, I did. You were weird this morning.
I wasn't weird. Any more than I normally am in the morning. But it's a weird time of day for a lot of people. It's bright and crowded in our house in the morning. There's just a lot of people running around.
Good. We have a radical case today. You're going to be glad you're with me.
Thanks.
Mr. Jeff Verhoeve.
Hey. You missed me.
More than words can say. This is Dr. O'Malley. He's going to be helping out.
How you doing? June 12th, baby. Mm-hmm. 2.4 mile swim, 112 miles on the bike, and then a marathon.
Mm, that is rocking.
Am I going to be ready?
Oh, you bet your sculpted ass you were.
I love this one.
You had 3 surgeries last year.
Yeah, 2 rotator cuffs and an ACL.
All with Dr. T.
And now you're having an ankle replacement?
Yeah, we waited over a year for a match. We're going to replace his ankle with an ankle joint from a cadaver.
Who's my guy?
Your donor?
Well, he hasn't been dead long, right?
About a week. He's downstairs.
No way. Can I meet him? Pay my respects?
I don't think he's going to have much to talk about. Dr. O'Malley's going to handle your labs.
Have you met my guy?
Hey, super kid.
Where are my parents?
They're talking to some clones.
I'm not a moron. They're talking to a social worker.
Megan, these bruises, these cuts all over you, this isn't normal.
I get in fights a lot, okay? Because I'm stronger than some of the other kids. So I end up defending ones who are wimpy or small or whatever.
You know you're scrawny, right? I mean, you're not one of the big kids.
Yeah, but I can take them in a fight.
All right. Put your hands in here.
Why?
Because
We're going to test your superpowers.
You don't believe me? Punch me in the stomach right here. Come on, punch me in the stomach.
Let's just stick to the water. Just put your hand in here. And I'll race you. You can race me.
What?
Come on. What, are you afraid of a little ice? You afraid I'm going to beat you? Come on. On the count of three. One, two, three. Pull your hand out when it starts to hurt, please.
Don't you, Dad. It won't start to hurt. Just think about it, okay? Superheroes are all kids with dead parents, like me. And they all figured out when they were around my age, they could do things that nobody else could, like me.
You missed your plane.
Grounded on account of bad weather.
It's a cloudless sky that happens like twice a year in Seattle.
Yeah, but there's a typhoon in New York. Sit down, have a drink with me.
I'm not having a drink with you. I am working, at work, not here.
Some coffee, all right?
Mark?
Joe, can we get the doctor a coffee?
And they think that's weird that they can do all this stuff, then don't tell anybody, because people would freak out like you did. What's wrong with you?
Ow! Take your hand out of there before it falls off.
You need to relax.
You didn't feel anything. Nothing.
No. Nobody ever believes me. Like yesterday, in school, this kid said I was full of it. I had to let him punch me in the stomach 25 times before he believed me. And once with a baseball bat.
What?
Well, cardiology, check this, and then you'll be good to go.
Well done. There's my guy, Jake. We're almost all done with this whole thing.
We're not almost done. You still have brain surgery. God knows how many weeks of recovery ahead of you.
She's right. It's good to know what you're getting yourself into.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
A recovery's hell on a spouse. It can be harder for you than on him.
My mom's staying with us for a week. Maybe she should stay longer.
You know, it's brittle being the caretaker. He'll be fetching the paper and then cleaning the carpet. Maybe. And he wants ice in a cup, not a mug. It's like he never stops. It's the caretakers that are the silent victims. Yeah, and when did you ever hear about them?
Honey, take the baby.
Never. I never hear anything about them. And it's always, the patient this, the patient that.
Silent victims.
Honey, take the baby.
Someone help here, please.
Okay.
Come on. His seizure lasted about a minute, and he was placed ectal for 5.
Is the baby okay?
He's fine.
It shouldn't interfere with his surgery, assuming we're still going forward.
Honey?
Yeah. I guess we don't have any other choice.
All right, Leah, I'm going to do everything I can, okay? It's not going to be a walk in the park, but I'm going to take care of him.
Okay. Hey, Izzy. You done with the chief?
Not yet.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. What are you guys doing?
She's dating everyone with a pulse, and I'm trying to get Burke out of the bell jar.
Crap, I'm late for Finn. Gotta go. You sure you're okay?
Yeah.
She's playing the field, and I've got a wife. Point to the justice. Okay.
Here's the thing. We both really enjoyed each other. Before and now again. And I think that's a healthy release. I mean, I think it's healthy for everybody involved. And, but I do think that just because I made what can only be considered a transcontinental booty call doesn't mean that we should be trying to make something out of this. I mean, stop doing that!
Why?
Because I can't think.
We'll get together.
We aren't. You have to go home.
Come back with me.
You're insane. I'm not going back. I'm not going back to New York.
Because it was just about sex?
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Stevens was supposed to be in my office at 9:30. Didn't show. Did you two change your minds?
No, she said she was coming in. I'm sure she'll track you down.
We need to run a CT on this kid's abdomen. This superhero stuff's way out of hand.
It's all right if she thinks she's a superhero.
I believed in Santa Claus till I was 11.
Really? Did Santa ever hit you in the gut with a baseball bat?
Hey, lab's good?
Yeah, they're all clear. So why does a guy have 4 ortho surgeries in 1 year?
Because he's a serious athlete. His body takes a beating.
Maybe his body can't handle it.
Do you know how many triathlons the guy's done?
Right, he's 55. Do you think an ankle replacement and 26 miles a day is still a good idea?
What, do you think we should fit him for a walker?
He's pounding the crap out of his joints and he's asking you to clean it up.
Do you know how many hips I replace because people can't be bothered to walk around the block once a month? Sometimes we can make dreams come true. It's not all that often. When we can, we should, don't you think?
Yeah, yeah.
George, but... don't worry about it. Hey, I was gonna go home for lunch. Wanna come?
Callie just called my house home. Where did she get that?
Shh.
This is not her home. What are you doing?
I started in bed.
50 down, and where the shepherd shows up to challenge Finn to a duo.
Oh, can I be in the... with 5?
That's not a bet. That's milk money, dude.
Why aren't you laughing?
Because he made a joke, which probably wasn't funny.
Oh, you funny vet.
I left the rest of my cash at home, which I can call it because I live there. I'm not a visitor.
Hey, you're a loser. You like comic books, right?
No.
I got this kid, this patient. She thinks she's a superhero. What's up with that?
Superhero? Well, superheroes look like anyone, like you or me. Maybe they're not someone that people necessarily notice as extraordinary. Maybe in their daily life they get walked on. But then there's a moment. They get hit by a cosmic ray or bitten by a radioactive spider. And then suddenly something that has been inside them all this time, lying dormant, comes raging out.
Dude, forget I asked.
Oh, here we go. Okay.
Takes it like a man and walks away.
He's coming back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, he is. Mm-mm. Give me my money, Jane. Okay.
Oh, God. I'm so sorry about this.
What?
Hi. You having lunch?
In fact, we are.
Oh, looks good. You know, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I'm doing a corpus callosotomy. Actually, you might like to scrub in.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
When?
I'm going to guess now. Look, if you're busy, don't bother, but you know, it's not something that happens every day.
He's cutting a man's brain in half. I'm sorry. I'm an intern, and I have a lot to learn.
Apparently so do I. It's okay. Oh, shh.
I'll call you tonight.
Oh, you're busy tonight. She has a date.
Sorry.
It's okay. Go. Take care.
I think I owe you another.
Yeah, I think you do.
Coming or going?
I don't know.
Me neither.
Brilliant, really.
I thought so, yes.
Well, it wasn't, because now I owe Finn another date.
That's okay. He needs all the help he can get. This isn't going to be easy for him.
Oh, you think he can't take the heat?
I think he's out of his league. But you got to hand it to the guy for trying. This is Mr. Trussell. Prep it.
I thought you said we were operating.
We operated 4. I'm not just going to slide you into the OR. You got to work a little too, right?
Hi.
Hey.
Gonna cost my parents.
That's not something you need to be worrying about.
But this is so stupid. I'm fine. Hey, punch me in the stomach, right here.
Stop telling people to punch you in the stomach. You need to lie down and not move. Which of the super friends can do that?
Hey, Miranda. You needed a consult?
Yeah.
Just waiting for a picture. Haven't seen you since you were sucking down martinis at Joe's.
Oh, yeah, that was just... I'm over that.
Good.
We talked about
a lot of things.
I remember.
None of them.
Except for the best.
I think so. She came in for sutures, but she's a walking accident and has got an off-the-charts pain threshold. I'm thinking...
Chronic insensitivity to pain, yeah. I've seen it in babies. It's usually diagnosed young. But she's been bounced around the foster care system.
Dr. Bailey, what the hell is that?
Dr. Burke.
Oh, O'Malley, how are you?
Good. How's your arm?
Good, good. Slow. PT. You know.
Yeah. Well, we all miss you around here. You're missed.
Hey, O'Malley. Stevens is standing outside the hospital.
I am retracting the right hemisphere. What do we want to avoid, Greg?
We want to avoid retractors on the sagittal sinus.
That's right. Why?
To prevent sinus thrombosis.
Excellent. I saw Dr. Burke today. You look good.
Yeah, it's great. It was a meeting with the chief.
Working out the leave?
The what?
His leave of absence.
Standing out here for a while.
For a while, I stood over there.
Maybe you should sit down.
I don't want to sit down.
Maybe you should sit down anyway.
Go inside, George.
Is he seriously?
I hate the bride thing. I hate the pictures in the magazines of the girl with the veil and the flowers that she's sniffing. Like it never occurred to her to stick her nose in there until there was a camera pointed at her. I hate the idea of bridesmaids and the colors. And does the bustle make my ass look bigger or smaller? I hate the whole thing. I never wanted to be that girl. That girl is stupid and shallow. Why the hell is that girl's thoughts running through my head?
I see.
I'm going to do it, George. I'm going to walk through those doors. I just need to make sure that when I'm standing in front of the chief of surgery, I am not thinking about my wedding dress. And that's going to take another minute.
With surgery of this kind, there's always risk of infection if the bone is cut.
Blah, blah, blah. I could die on the table. Where do I sign?
I think we should talk through the rest of this consent form first.
Fourth surgery in a year. I know the routine. When I come back in for my hip, you can give me the speech in French.
You're having hip surgery?
In the fall, after Patagonia.
Do you still want to meet your guy?
Megan's bleeding internally.
What?
It appears there's some severe trauma to her abdomen.
You're trying to ask us if we hit her. We've said 10 times in 10 different ways.
Social services cleared you, and I'm sorry that we suggested you were mistreating her. But she's hurt pretty badly, so we're gonna need to operate.
Oh, my God. Megan may have a chromosomal condition that causes her to not feel any pain when she's injured. It would explain why she gets hurt so often.
We need to do some genetic testing before we can be sure, but let's assume she'll need to be monitored very closely from now on.
We got OR3.
So surgery is the only option?
I think it is. I know you've been put through the ringer already today, but I need to ask you to trust me on this one.
Where is she? Where's Megan?
Hey, a leave of absence?
Yeah, I'm on my way home. Just make some notes for the chief so he can reassign my open cases.
Because you're taking a leave of absence. Okay, that's like, what, a week?
It takes as long as it takes.
Well, it's not going to take that long. You're already 3 weeks into PT already, so...
Oh, come on. Recovery from brachioplastic surgery is measured in months, Christina. Years, not weeks. The surgery is considered a success when the patient flexed the elbow. Some patients never move their shoulder again. Some don't recover sensation. They don't recover dexterity. They simply don't recover.
Yes, but you're not one of those.
Really? Says who?
That's my guy?
No, that's not him. That's someone else we lost last night. Came in for a lipo. Died on the table. Complications.
Didn't know they did liposuction on men.
People do a lot of stuff they don't need. And, you know, the older you get, here he is. That's your guy.
Well, that can't be my guy. He's really old. Bones are probably brittle. What are they doing using a guy that old as my donor?
It's 2 years younger than you are.
What the hell happened to my ankle allograft? I had OR2 at 3. Anybody want to tell me where it went?
It was canceled. The guy went home.
Why the hell would he do that?
Hey, O'Malley! We've lost Supergirl and she's bleeding into her abdomen. Start looking in corners.
Do you think you cut enough of the fibers out, or are you going to have to go back in?
We'll see if the seizures are under control. If not, we'll go back into the last room.
Well, do I get to scrub in on that too, or only if I'm in the middle of a date with somebody else?
I wouldn't consider a meal in the cafeteria a date.
Don't denigrate the competition.
I have nothing but respect for Dr. Dan. It shows courage to woo a woman with a tuna salad. Keep an eye on Taylor. There's a problem, page me.
I'll see you in the lobby at 8.
Hey, Gray! I lost a kid. Help me look for her before she bleeds out in one of our bathrooms.
What's her name?
Megan.
It's not easy. If you think you're a superhero, you're not going to let someone come at you with a knife. There's no way to tell what it can do to your powers. I mean, you take away Green Lantern's ring, Hal Jordan is still a hero, but it creates a crisis of confidence. Come on,
when you
Megan.
Work hard to hone your strength. Hey, just look at Batman. Robin just marches into the Batcave and he says, you know, here I am, I'm going to live here too. Give me some tights and I'm Megan. Taking your towel. I mean, Batman, he fought for his powers, you know. He honed his strength.
Dude, you don't stop this. I'm going to punch you in the face.
O'Malley.
Good luck with that.
I arranged for you to see an incredibly cool surgery, and you talked my patient out of it.
No, I didn't.
You asked me what I thought. You didn't like what I said, so you went behind my back. Jasper's gone. He canceled the surgery.
I expressed an opinion. I suggested that, you know, not everything has to go at warp speed. It is all warp speed with you. It is all, you know, your ankle hurts, let's cut it off.
You intimidated my patient. You got a problem, you bring it to me.
I'm not ready for us to move in together.
And if you weren't a toddler, if you could use your words, then maybe you could have said that the first 4 times I asked you. And then I would have said, oh, that's funny, me neither. I'm looking for a place. I'll be out in a week.
Really? Because
George,
remember, you...
George, save it. I'll be out in an hour.
Megan? Megan? Megan?
Oh, hi. Weren't you just up on 3?
I was. We lost a patient, a little girl, and I was just...
Why don't you pick a floor and stay on it, and I'll pick a floor and stay on that, because I really need a moment or two without you. Your face shows up in my head, your panties show up in my husband's pocket. Really, you're everywhere, and I need a moment or two without you.
I get that.
Thanks.
Megan, come on, enough already.
We got half the hospital looking for you.
Your powers of invisibility are well intact. Get up.
You're a hose bag, you know that?
And you have a potty mouth.
Nobody's cutting me open.
Hey,
it's surgery. We do it all the time. In fact, it's all we do.
You can't keep telling my foster parents I'm defective. They can't afford surgery. It's too expensive.
I can handle it.
Well, send me back.
Dude, that's stupid. They got their own personal superhero. Nobody sends back a superhero.
I thought you said I didn't have superpowers.
Yeah, well, you don't. But take away Green Lantern's ring. The guy's still a hero, right?
Okay, close your eyes. Squeeze them tight. Good. Okay, can you squeeze my fingers? Fantastic. Let's wiggle your toes for me, please. Very good. Very good. Flying colors.
He's always tested well.
I kicked ass on the, what's it called?
The SATs.
Now, can you tell me, what is this?
Honey? Honey, what's that called? It's right in front of you. Can you see those here?
I can see it. I just can't think of the...
That's all right. It's okay. Take your time. See, sometimes the names of things are tough. So try again.
What's my name?
I can't.
Well, what's his name?
I know what it is. I just...
What's his name?
Oh, yeah, let's just give him a moment.
What's his name? He named the baby. He named him after his father. How do you not know the name of your own baby?
But he knows who the baby is. See, the right side of the brain senses the emotional connection to the baby. It just can't communicate to the left brain. Where the words are formed, the pathway to the two sides has been compromised. He needs to make new pathways.
How long is that going to take?
Well, he'll get there. Recovery is hard work. It's a learning process. You need to be patient. You need to help. He can't do this without your support.
Man, she wasn't kidding about the baseball bat.
You need more lap pads. Just keep them coming.
Are you going to resect the liver?
I need to try and do a debridement. Look at this. Everybody wants a life without pain. What does it get you? She needs to be on a poster somewhere to remind people pain's there for a reason.
Megan's stable. I ordered a repeat H&H in 2 hours.
She's been out there all day. Dinner was good.
Dinner was excellent.
Are you coming in?
I don't know. Am I?
Well, you could come in for a drink or coffee. I owe you one from this morning.
Yeah, you do.
Hi!
Finn.
I didn't think you guys would be here. I just wanted to drop this off. Strawberry ice cream? A patient made it for me.
Patient's owner.
It's made from scratch. Real strawberries.
I love strawberry ice cream.
And he remembered.
I did. I just thought I'd leave it by the door.
Well, you didn't think it would melt?
No, you take your chances.
Worked out for you.
Mm.
What exactly is going on here?
He's crashing our date.
Where do you think I got that idea?
I didn't crash your date. It was professional.
You can't operate without her?
I certainly operate well with her.
Enough! This is not dating. I want moonlight and flowers and candy and people trying to feel me up. Nobody is trying to feel me up. Nobody is even looking at me. I'm an intern. Do the two of you have any idea how much effort it takes to do all this? I'm waxed and plucked and I have a clean top on and the two of you are looking at each other. No, my fantasy is not two men looking at each other.
We didn't.
No talking until one of you figures out how to put on a date. I want heat. I want romance. Damn it, I want to feel like a freaking lady. The fantasy is simple.
Just can't seem to get like
me. Pleasure is good.
I'm in room 22-something, 2214. If anyone calls, I'm not here.
And twice as much pleasure is better.
Checking in, please.
Serving me. Room for...
One.
That pain is bad.
Room 1817. Any messages?
And no pain is better.
Checking in, please. Room for one. Someone on the 22nd floor, if you got it.
I'll take a look.
Dr. Sloan?
Dr. Weber.
What are you doing in Seattle?
I don't know. I have a thing for ferry boats.
But the reality is different.
You cooking for me?
I am not. You know, you can take a leave of absence if you want to. But you're not going to sit on your ass all day. You're going to work hard. You're going to get every bit of your strength and dexterity back.
Really? How?
Mm-hmm.
put it back together.
The reality is that pain is there to tell us something.
Yes.
I'll do it.
Izzy.
I can do it, Alex. I know I can.
Does it hurt?
Yeah.
Where does it hurt?
Everywhere.
Maybe it hurts for a reason. Come on. Let's go.
And I drop my paintbrush in the dirt.
And there's only so much pleasure we can take without getting a stomachache. And maybe that's okay.
Hey!
I didn't go in today.
Maybe tomorrow. Hey, George.
Callie moved out, which is a relief. Oh, I'm so relieved.
Strawberry.
It's good.
You have spit on the spoon.
No, I didn't.
You did a little.
Maybe some fantasies are only supposed to live in our dreams.